produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good afternoon, God's precious gems throughout the radio land. I pray all is well with you this afternoon. Wherever you are, I welcome you in the name of Jesus. You are not tuning in by accident, but God has ordained this time just for you. So welcome. I give thanks to the Lord for giving me this opportunity again to share His love and His word with His precious gems throughout the world. Special thanks to Kayla from Finding My Way Radio Network and to Joseph from Joseph's Inspirational Radio Network, USA World. The Word of God has to be preached throughout the four corners of the earth before His return, and it is indeed a privilege to be able to be a part of this wonderful mission at this time when all signs are pointing to the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's just pause to pray for a moment. Precious Father, we just thank you for this time and for this opportunity to share your word and to share your love. We lift you up this afternoon, Lord. We glorify you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in our lives. Father, I ask you to be present in our midst this afternoon, and I'm asking you to minister to the hearts of your precious gems as they listen to this word of inspiration this afternoon, Lord God. Touch every heart, and Lord, those who need healing, I pray, Lord God, your love and your anointing will be poured upon them to bring forth healing to their wounded souls. Those who need to be encouraged this afternoon, Lord, please touch them and bless them, heal and restore and strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Well, last time we spoke about the pearl. I introduced to you about the pearl and God's precious pearls ministry, and I shared with you how the pearl is actually cultured. It's cultured through irritation and adversities from the oyster within the shell. And the oyster pours out an enzyme called nacre. And this is so symbolic to the Holy Spirit ministering to us in the time of need. This afternoon, we will talk about the making of God's jewels, how God makes us and conforms us, the process that we go through, the changes that we go through to make us into the image that he's creating us to be. God foreknew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. Jeremiah 139:13 tells us, "For he created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb." Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Isn't this awesome? Before we were born, before we were formed in the womb, God knew us. And before we were born, he set us apart and appointed us to be a prophet to the nation, to be a spokesperson, to speak goodness, to speak love and mercy to people all around us. And I pray that everyone who is listening today, you receive this word, that before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew you. And before you were born, he set you apart and appointed you for such a time as this. God has created us for a purpose, and that is to bring him praise, glory, and honor. We were created and anointed for such a time as this, not to receive this precious gift from the Lord for our glory. It's not for our glory, but for his glory. Psalm 8 verse 2 tells us, "Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger." Romans 8:29 to 30 says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called, and whom he called, these he also justified, and whom he justified, he also glorified." You see, God will call us, he foreknew us, and he will take us through that process, and he will glorify us, he'll equip us, his anointing will be on us to carry out exactly what he's called us to do. As a child, I knew the Lord had his hands on me. And my heart's desire was to reach out to those who were hurting and those who felt out of place. Because of that, I had to experience much pain, different types of pains. Mainly, it was rejection, a lot of pain. Remember, we overcome him, the enemy of our souls, through the blood of the Lamb and our testimony. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, Revelation 12:11. Again, we ask a question. What has been our tests? What has been our trials, difficulties that God delivers from? What did we overcome? What is our testimony? Remember, Jesus himself did not redeem us from his glorious position in heaven. He left heaven, the glories and splendors of heaven, and he came to earth to be acquainted with our griefs and our sorrows in order to redeem us. Likewise, we all will endure and overcome our sufferings in order to understand and be acquainted with the suffering of others. Remember the scriptures from last time, 2 Corinthians 1:3-6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort which we have received by God. For the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now, if we are afflicted, it is for our consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we all suffer. Or, if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. You see, others had to have gone through what I went through in order to help me, along with the help of the Holy Spirit. There are times people will come into our lives with different troubles and that they encounter. We sometimes want to separate ourselves from them because they seem to be a little bit too much sometimes. They seem to be overbearing, and it's like there never seems to be an end. And, you know, recently I've been observing some situations, and for a moment I stopped and I prayed about it. I said, Lord, what is it you're trying to show me? What is it you're wanting me to understand? What do I need to look at in the situation? And the Holy Spirit revealed to me that I was chosen to deal with and to help these individuals in their weaknesses. And it was my responsibility to pray for them and see them through. I was just to love them and be there for them. You know, sometimes we forget, but the Lord will stop us in our tracks and allow us to remember, this is what I'm showing you, this is what I've sent you to do. And we just have to take note of that time and trust the Holy Spirit to show us. You know, I was reminded too that whatever has been entrusted to us, we have to be responsible. To whom much is given, much is required. At that time, you know, the Holy Spirit just poured out so much love and compassion in my heart that honestly, I prayed for the situations that I was seeing. I was actually reduced to tears because my heart was flooded with love for these individuals. And I prayed, I stood in the gap, I cried out on their behalf. And scripture tells us it's the fervent prayers of the righteous that availeth much. So God wants us to offer not generic prayers, but fervent, heartfelt prayers that we have to offer. And I tell you, expect an answer when we do that. It's amazing that it suddenly, as I prayed, the quick impartation of love and compassion that was poured into my heart as I wept in intercession, and the Holy Spirit allowed me to be acquainted with the sorrows and the weaknesses that those people were experiencing. And I still carry that love, and I will continue to stand in the gap until I see a breakthrough. The Lord will remove every obstacles and hindrances that will prevent us from praying effectively. Any doubt, any disappointment, any discouragement that we may see in individuals as we stand in the gap for them, we will not see those things. Discouragement and disappointments will not come. It's love and compassion that will be poured out. And you know what? This does not happen in the natural. It is only through submission to the Holy Spirit and the working of the Holy Spirit that it's done. We won't say to them, deal with it. It's your problem. Get a grip. This is not what I prayed for. I didn't pray to have all this around me. No, we are to stand in the gap. Through our many trials and having been ministered to by the Holy Spirit, we're to bring healing and comfort to the wounded soul. Remember the training and culture that we go through. It never ends. It goes through day by day, moments by moment. You know, we have not arrived. The process is not over. Not until the Lord comes to take us home will it be over. So we have to submit ourselves to the leading of the Holy Spirit and be conformed to His image. Remain in the Word, in prayer, in praise, abiding under the shadows of the Almighty, and walking in His will, calling upon Him always and trusting Him, and He will teach us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Not every situation is the same. Not every situation is the same. We will find that there are people who will come into our lives whom some are just like the children of Israel. We're just stubborn and stiff-necked. and they just will not listen. So you know what? You just have to leave them to the Lord, but you do not forsake them. You just leave them, but remain in prayer for them. Keep on praying until you see that breakthrough. It's only the Holy Spirit who can touch them. Pray that their hearts will be tenderized. Pray that they will have an encounter with the Lord, that they will come to know the Lord, and changes will be made in their lives. Sometimes confrontation does not work. We shouldn't think that we are always there to confront and to counsel. It doesn't work. Because don't forget, we're dealing with hurting souls, people who have open wounds. And if you go and try to counsel or what have you, it only pours more pain into the open wound. You know, I've experienced times when I personally have spent time ministering to people, helping them, praying them through in their sorrows. And when it's time for me, I'm going through something, and I call somebody, I want you to pray with me, this is what I'm facing, or what have you, and I'm being preached to. And I will say very kindly, please do not preach to me right now. I do not want to be preached to. I just want you to understand. I want you to listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. One is only able to do this effectively having overcome and having been led by the Holy Spirit. Remember, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke. Remember, the pearl has been formed through irritation, through much pain, and through much suffering. And what I'm hearing in my spirit right now, like I've said to my precious sisters in God's Precious Pearls Ministry, we all need each other. We all need each other to help each other, to help each other to stand, to listen to each other, and to pray for one another, to support each other. We need that. In the natural, we go to school to prepare for our vocation. Here we are dealing with spiritual matters now, and the Holy Spirit will culture and form us into the image of the Lord, to be his hand extended. As we're dealing with spiritual matters, the Holy Spirit will reveal the solution to us. He will show us, he will reveal mysteries to us concerning whatever situations we need help to impart wisdom to the person who's hurting. You know, it's a spiritual thing, and this lasts for all eternity. So we will need the counsel in the direction of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus began his ministry, he was led into the temple where he read from the scriptures concerning himself. And the same order is given to us. And we read from Luke 4:18-19, when the Lord read in the temple, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." A greater description of this is given in Isaiah chapter 61, and I will read from Isaiah chapter 61. It says, I'm reading from the New King James Version. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance for our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the son of the foreigner shall be your ploughman and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery. For burnt offering, I will direct their work in truth. I will make I will make with them an everlasting covenant. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offsprings among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity of whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as a garden causes things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. We shall rejoice in the Lord. We shall certainly rejoice in the Lord. We are called to deliver and rescue those who are poor, to release those who have been imprisoned from fears and habits and generational curses, from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, from sicknesses and diseases, from confusion to a sound mind, from slavery to liberty, from shackles of chain to bondages of freedom. Sorry, I say it again, from shackles of chains of bondages to freedom, they will be liberated. Verse 11 tells us, so the Lord will cause righteousness to spring forth before all the nations. There shall be rejoicing. There will be a harvest, and there shall be rejoicing. Before all the nations, I give praise, glory, and honor to God for what he's done in my life. I have been through the process. I have certainly been through the process. And you know, when the Lord called me to minister to his hurting women, he also gave me the scriptures I read from Luke chapter 4, 18 to 19, and Isaiah chapter 61. And early one morning in my quiet time, these are the words the Lord spoke to my heart many years ago. And he titled this, The Call. And this is what the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. He said, I have called you to minister to those who are hurting and wounded. If you have not experienced this, you cannot reach out to those in that situation. There are women hurting everywhere and in different areas of life. There are those who have been beaten up by the world and those beaten up by the church. Many of us have been really, really wounded in the safety of the church. I myself have experienced that. This is what the Lord says. I myself have experienced that and have allowed you to experience that too. I am anointing you in these areas. Women will come to you from afar because they have heard of you, and I will send them to you. Indeed, I have called your home a place of refuge. I have established that even as I am establishing you. Remember, the key is to remain in love. Do not allow painful situations to cause you to walk out of love. See my hand in every painful situation. Share your hurt with me, your disappointments and your pain. No one knows about them like I do, because no one else sees them like I do. No one knows your heart like I do. Many will think they do, but they do not. I am the only one who discerns your heart. Your heart, my daughter, belongs to me. I formed it, I nurture it, and I protect it. I will only allow you to share it with whom I say, share it with. There are many ravenous wolves who would only desire to tear you apart and make you useless in my kingdom. Hence, I instruct you to guard your heart and do not cast your pearls before swine. They will only trample on you and destroy all that I have placed in you. There is a remnant that I have set apart for my purpose and my glory, a purpose in this hour. I therefore call you to walk always in love and in my wisdom. Remain always in my word. Live a quiet and peaceful life. Rid yourself of worry and frustration. Rid yourself of anything that will disturb your peace. Always be still, so my gentle voice you will hear. I am your source of strength and guidance. Look to me, and you will always find me. I am calling my people to vigilance. Much wisdom and discernment is needed in this hour. Much trust and waiting on me is needed. The darkness is increasing. Rid yourself of any elements of darkness. do not entertain or partake of his resources. Walk away and look to me, my arms outstretched to receive and protect you from the encroaching darkness. Trust me and look to me only. I am your source. Pray for peace and deliverance from the storm clouds that are encroaching. Whatever I tell you to do, do it, and you will experience my peace. I love you. Abba, Father. You know, this, as I said, was spoken to me many, many years ago. I'd say probably over 25 years ago. And I've held on to this word, and it has really blessed me. Many of these have really been fulfilled. I've always opened my home for times of fellowship where his precious daughters have come in and we've had times of fellowship together. We've prayed for each other. We've seen others delivered and set free and liberated in the Lord under the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And I'm trusting the Lord to continue to do that and to continue to speak his goodness and mercy. It's just such a blessing, you know, as we open our home and as we practice the spirit of hospitality. You know, Jesus fed those who followed him, and this is what he wants us to do: open up our homes to the family of God, and break bread together, and listen to one another, and pray for one another. And I'm telling you, there we will find the presence of the Lord. I just encourage everyone tonight, this afternoon, just be blessed, just be encouraged in the Lord. I pray that this will bring encouragement and healing to your souls. Do not lose heart. Do not lose heart. You know, as I share this, this makes one very open and vulnerable. So I will indeed have to share many, many personal things with you, just to share with you how the Lord has delivered me and has helped me. Christ Jesus came and he hung on the cross naked, and he died on the cross for our sins. We too have to present ourselves naked to those who we will share God's love with. We have to be open, and we have to make ourselves available and just to express and share deeply what the Lord has done. So I give thanks and praise to the Lord for all who are listening today. And I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. The sweet refreshing of the Holy Spirit will overshadow you and bring joy and healing and strength and liberation in your souls. The Lord bless you all. May he keep you and guide you and protect you until we meet again. Blessings, my beloved. I love you all. Goodbye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.